Send a movie idea.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules at the Dream Factory are very simple. We can discuss as many film ideas as we like, spend as little or as long talking about them as we like, but only one can be taken to the next stage, where the winner of this week's Dream Factory will be allowed to spend 1 hour in a London park of their choice doing an activity they like. I'm Joel, a man who this morning was worried about the length that his hair was getting. But joining me today is John Harris, a man who, after 3 weeks in quarantine, has officially lost it and shaved off his entire head. John.
Hello. When you say that, it sounds like I'm just like a stump of a neck now.
Your whole head's gone. You just kept changing the setting on the trimmer and now you're headless.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what happened, but yeah, I didn't take the whole head off. Genetics were against me, Joel. My follic ancestry, is that right? That sounds right. Was against me, and this seemed like the perfect time to see what it looked like if I totally shaved my head. But as a man who's always had quite long hair, it's a step up. There's an entire plastic bag just full of hair in the living room.
What are you going to do with that?
You don't want to know, mate. But yeah, I'm thinking about getting glasses so I look less thuggy, even though I don't really need them.
Yeah, you do look like a big scary thug man now. That's what I first thought. I'm really intimidated. I might ask you to turn the video off because it's like doing the podcast with a character from Grand Theft Auto. Hey, anyway, we're not here to talk about hair.
No, it'd be terrible.
We're here to talk about fictional movies. What about this one from Mark? Death on the Nile. Somebody is murdered on top of Nile Rodgers while he's asleep.
I would watch it.
Yeah, of course you would.
Who reports the murder? Is it Niall when he wakes up, or does...
Yeah, Niall Rodgers wakes up and someone's on top of him murdered, and obviously he's suspect number one. So then he has to prove he wasn't the murderer while also grooving and playing funky riffs.
Well, of course, there's going to be... We all knew there was going to be funky riffs.
There's going to be loads of funky riffs. I don't know if you've ever watched any Agatha Christie movies, but I'm always thinking, where's the funk?
Absolutely. They're not funky enough. They're more like... The funkiest they'd get is like a Charleston.
Twee. Yeah, they're more twee than funk.
For sure. I like the idea. Yeah, so he is, now he has to basically investigate the crime himself because the police are basically like, oh, come on, this is done and dusted. It's obviously you.
Yeah. But for some reason, they give him a window, I guess just because he's Nile Rodgers, to prove otherwise.
Yeah.
They're like, it's obviously you. You're suspect number one. Your prints are all over them because you fell asleep. He says, I'm not Prince. I'm Nile Rodgers.
Lovely stuff.
It's a whole thing. And then they go, yeah, okay, you're Nile Rodgers, so we'll give you a week to prove your innocence. And then Nile Rodgers is just... Oh, it's also in Egypt as well, by the way.
Oh, cool. So there's the second Nile. Now, the next big important question is it a funk rival, or is it somebody who wants to get rid of all funk, so he's gone straight to the top?
Yeah, I think it's someone that's very anti-funk.
Okay, what music is the least funky? Like classical?
I think it's the guys from Mumford & Sons.
Yes! That's a great shout. They are more Agatha Christie than Nile Rodgers is.
Big time. They got waistcoats and floppy hair.
They could actually, yeah, I could see them in the background of a shot of a Mumford and Sons of an Agatha Christie film or book. Right. And they've killed someone and they've stitched up Nile Rodgers and they think that if they get Nile to prison, then they can headline Glastonbury once more because people want funk. But if there's no...
Have they headlined Glastonbury?
They've headlined Glastonbury, yeah.
Wow, what a fest.
Razorlight headlined wow. Reading once, which always blows my mind.
Yeah, that's not as mad, I don't think.
Okay. But yeah, yeah.
People had a... Yeah, anyway.
And... I mean, we've just given away the big twist ending, so there's not really much more we can develop on this, but...
No, but I don't think we need to. I think that's it. I'm sold on that. So,
they're on a boat, right? That I assume.
Yeah.
So there's like a big, big like guitar solo in the big... front of a boat.
I think it's loads... There's loads of musicians on a boat.
Oh, fine. It's... That's a weird thing that happens nowadays, isn't it? Where like bands will...
The cruises.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fans of a band will go on a cruise, and then like that band will just helicopter in to the cruise for an hour, play a gig, and then...
Weird.
Yeah. It's really weird. I think they're like unbelievably expensive as well.
Oh, I can imagine. It's for the for the elite fans. What about this one from friend of the show, Stu? I now pronounce you man and bad boys for life.
Right.
Because life is wife. It's a rhyme. Bad.
Do you know, for some reason, all I could think about was the film I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, or whatever that film's called.
But to be fair, we could take some of that because I assume... Isn't I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry for some reason, for some comedic conceit, a non-homosexual couple have a gay wedding?
Yeah.
So I assume if we're pronouncing, and it's man and bad boys for life, we've got three men getting married here.
Interesting.
Much like Joe Exotic.
Yes, there you go. Well, this is just the name of the Joe Exotic biopic, right?
Yes. Film critic Robbie Collin has been doing a World Cup of... directors who could do a Joe Exotic movie, and I think the final was the Coen brothers against someone else. I can't remember, but I thought the Zaffty brothers were in there for a long while, the Uncut Gems guys, and I thought that would be an amazing version of Tiger King those guys would do.
Oh no, there's no one could handle it. No one could handle that. There's no one on earth that could sit through a Joe Exotic film made by the Safdie brothers. There's no way.
It'd be the most stressful thing that's ever
happened. Uncut Gems but with wildcats in it.
That's true, but there is a bit of an Uncut Gems vibe to it, isn't there? Where this man who just should probably quit while he's ahead basically makes his own grave. Yeah. Thank you, Stu. I'm going to move on, though. Bit of feedback. This one's from Alex, Pocket Man. Elton John gets shrunk by Rick Moranis and hangs out in men's pockets because it's 2020 and he can do what he likes.
Yeah, I like it. Is that the song Tiny Dancer's about?
Hey! Oh, that's good. That's the final sequence.
Yeah.
I'm still standing. I promise I'm standing. You can't see, but I am in a standing position.
Yeah, I really like that. That's really nice.
It's just cute, isn't it?
Yeah. Little Elton John in your pocket.
Anything pocket size is quite cute. I was actually thinking about cuteness recently, the concept of cuteness. And it's like big eyes mean cute, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then there's a point...
I've got bad news for you, John.
Yeah?
A shaved head doesn't.
Well, I thought I was...
It can be cool. It can be rugged. It's not cute.
I thought it would make my eyes look bigger. No. So like everyone's losing their minds over Baby Yoda, and in the UK, because everyone lost their minds over Baby Yoda about 6 months ago in the States. But
yeah.
But there's a point where it gets too big, right? And it'll be freakish. How big do it? I want to get a program that decides exactly the point where it goes from being cute to creepy. You don't see those like traditional aliens with enormous eyes and think,
oh. Yeah, but you like anime and stuff, man. They got some... They've got some pretty big eyes.
They've got some of the biggest eyes in the industry, in the biz.
Yeah.
But they're not cute, are they? Are they cute? Like Pokemon and stuff are cute, but I wouldn't say the human characters are necessarily cute, are they?
I think they are. Mm. What's the Pokemon with the biggest eyes?
There's probably a Pokemon now that is just an enormous eye.
Yeah, Pikachu it's called.
Hey, that's really good.
Big shout here for Wigglytuff. Yeah, fair play. Pretty big eyes.
Have you actually Googled Pokemon with the biggest eyes?
Yep. I have.
But then that's not relative to its general size. A Wigglytuff has got big eyes because it's enormous.
Well, what about Jigglypuff? I tell you what about, mate, what about Ghastly? That thing's pretty much all eye.
Yeah, and that's not cute.
God, it's cute.
Fine. What about this one from Jake, the Irish Mandalorian?
Yeah, confession, I've not seen either of these things.
Okay.
I imagine there's some sort of bounty assassination in both.
Yeah, that's the thing, actually. This one kind of writes itself.
So Scorsese does Star Wars.
Would watch. What about this one?
Although people really didn't like all the chatting in Phantom Menace, and I feel like...
Oh, yeah.
If Scorsese did Star Wars, you'd hear a lot more of that. It'd be a lot more people in rooms.
Definitely. All right, well, if you haven't seen those, what about this one from Jake? Midsummer Marriage Story.
Very good. Again, not seen either film, but I don't know that would stop me.
Oh, bloody hell.
I've seen... I've seen bits of Midsommar because my girlfriend watched it on a plane recently, and there were scenes that I thought, I really hope there's not children near this plane seat. You know, sometimes they censor things on planes.
Yeah.
No way. This was straight up.
Yeah. I need to watch it, actually. I watched The Invisible Man the other day. I'm doing it. I'm watching horror films. Although you said that.
What did you think of it?
It's really good.
What do you think? Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah, you were right. Although there are some, you said, because you said it was a bit more thrillery than it is. You know, it's not going to give you the heebies or jeebies. It's just going to give you a couple frights. But I did think the beginning was, there are some quite scary bits. But as soon as...
Yeah, what about the bit in the restaurant?
Oh, well, that's just shocking.
Yeah. Oh, man. Did you do an audible gasp? I did.
I think I might have. I think I may have. Right. Midsummer is that weird summer festival. Everything goes to shit.
Yep.
Marriage Story.
What? A Mumford and Sons headlining? Bit of fun. Very like, come nice. On. That's just a bit of fun.
Marriage Story is about a marriage going to fuck. So, parallels.
There are some parallels. Yeah.
There we go. Mate, we are absolutely smashing through these ideas, but that's fine because we got some. What about...
Hey, what about this from Ben? Okay. Oh, want to fight? Do you want to fight?
No, please.
No, I don't want to fight you.
Now I'm hard.
Exactly. Right, this is from Ben. First night in Soho. It's the first night back in Soho after lockdown's lifted, and it's pure carnage. It's like one of those films where Americans have a big party and it all goes wrong. The Hangover.
Oh.
That one with an X in the title. Super bad, etc.
There's a Hangover with an X in the title?
No, there's that one. Project X or something?
Project X, yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, apparently it's really bad.
Yeah.
First night in Soho. So it's just a big party.
Yeah. But stuff can happen, man. No, I feel like
there needs to be some sort of a plot. What is the Edgar Wright one in Soho? Is that what we're riffing on?
Yeah.
What's that called?
Last Night in Soho.
Fine. So there has to be like some sort of horror-y, murder-y thing.
Yeah.
A murderer has been in self-isolation for 3 months and has...
Perfect. Goes on a rampage.
Yeah, exactly. He's had months worth of just pent-up murdery that he's had to kind of... He's been stabbing pillows and stuff, but now that he can get out in the real world, he's feeling extra stabby.
I love it. He was trying to kill people from 2 meters away while he was out and about, but he had loads of really unsuccessful attempts.
He's got like a stick with a knife at the end and it just like yeah. sellotaped on. Yeah, I can see that. Okay.
And so he goes to Soho and he goes absolutely mad. Exactly. And murders everyone in Soho.
Think of the serial killers at this time, you know?
I know.
Someone has to.
No one's. When are we going to clap for them?
You know what we're missing right now because we're recording this is that weird thing where people wanted to clap for children. Did you see that go around? Yeah.
I don't want to air my thoughts on that in this all too public forum. Well, but I will say this. What a load of fucking nonsense.
Well done. You really sat on the fence.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast. Alongside my good friend, John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
What about this one from Lizzie? Portrait of a Lady on Fire. Two lesbians are sent to Fire Festival to paint.
It sounds too sexy.
Yeah, but there's nothing sexy about Fire Festival. That went wrong. There was no sexiness there.
Very true, very true, very true.
There was, people were doing those orange pictures on Instagram and the sexy yacht videos, but then the second the festival started, there was no sex to be had.
Have you seen Portrait of a Lady on Fire?
No, I haven't. I'm waiting for it to be available on Mubi. I'm going to get...
Have you got Mubi?
No, I'm going to get it, though, and be protected.
Are you?
Yeah. Now that I've got a shaved head, I need to be extra pretentious in other ways to compensate.
I've always had you down as more of a Hey You guy.
My girlfriend has Hey You, and she watches this one about people who work on a yacht.
Okay, what's it called?
I think it's like called On Deck or something like that. It's, you know,
of course it is,
something simple like that. And it is very addictive trash. That's the thing. That's Hey You. If we're being honest with ourselves, and I mean that in the best way.
Yeah, that's how they get
addictive
you.
Trash.
Yeah, yeah. I quite like the sound of On Deck.
Yeah, it's fun. What about this one from Scroob Diddly Pip Pip? Rita, Sue, and Bob Marley and me, myself and Irene.
Oh, he always goes too far. God's sake, his brain's too creative.
I don't know Rita, Sue, and Bob too. Is that what it's called?
I don't know, mate.
And then there's Marley and me, so there's a dog. And then there's a Jim Carrey schizophrenic character who we assume we... That's not cool anymore. We've all decided that was a bad idea.
What, Jim Carrey?
Well, no, you and me, Joel, we agree that...
Love Jim!
Love Jim. Stay with
good
us,
guy, Jim.
And I really like... I think other people are a bit freaked out by his current phase, but I'm loving his current phase of being a bit peculiar and painting scary paintings.
I'm well into it. I really want to watch that show he was in. Apparently it's great.
Oh, the one where he...
I don't know if...
He plays...
I don't know if it's in the UK.
He plays like a kids teacher, a kids TV presenter style thing.
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers style, which is a frame of reference that means nothing to us Brits.
Yeah. I thought the days of things happening in America that we never saw were over, but it feels like they're back.
Yeah, again, Pip, we are smashing through these, Joel. We've done about 7 in about 10 minutes.
You're welcome.
Yeah. What about this one from Dr. Susie Gage? Lady Burbs. Tom Hanks moves in next door to a woman and her teenage daughter who have a complex relationship and wonders what's going on behind their walls.
Yeah, but I feel like latter-day Tom Hanks would probably just resolve everything, don't you? He'd be such a calming presence. I feel like if Tom Hanks lived next door to me and he overheard a bit of a, I don't know, like an argument or a falling out, he'd come round with like a big pie. You'd sort of wouldn't really need to invite him in because Tom Hanks, I imagine, is sort of invited in everywhere, isn't he? Just sort of assumed.
Yeah.
So why would you not want Tom Hanks somewhere? So he'd come in, he'd like serve us up some pie. We'd all have a lovely chat and then you'd never argue again, I don't think.
Yeah, you're right. Lady Bird would be like 20 minutes long. He'd come in and be like, she's going to go to New York. You're going to accept this.
Yeah.
Everything's fine, guys.
You guys have got more in common than you realise. And job done. Most films about conflict, apart from Saving Private Ryan, would be over really quick with Tom Hanks in them.
He's like the mediator.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a really like a rubbish rip-off of The Equalizer.
Yeah. The mediator. So when he sees an injustice, he goes in and goes, come on, mate, that wasn't on.
Yeah.
That's not on.
Now.
I'm absolutely not having
Let's not escalate this. Great stuff. Hey, John, should we do our own ideas?
Yeah, mate, sure, let's do it.
Okay, here's mine. It's The Hunt. Do you know The Hunt?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to explain it, though?
Yeah, so I watched it on premium streaming services this week.
Okay.
It's a film where rich people buy up or like snatch up people from working class, poorer people, and they kind of like thrust them into this great big field or like made up town, and they have to run while the rich people hunt them down and shoot them for sport.
And was it good?
It didn't know how to end. It felt like a 30-minute episode of something.
Because it was quite controversial because it's like, is it like baiting the current political climate almost?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then, like, The Purge has been doing effectively the same thing for years and years and years.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which I thought was weird.
They seem to use that. I think it was just almost like a promotional technique is to be like, this is super controversial.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Anyway.
So anyway, yeah. Imagine that.
Great, cool.
Imagine that. That's my idea. No, but basically rich people can pay poor people to go out and buy the last of supplies in supermarkets.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, that's what they have to do. John, what are you struggling to get hold of?
Oh, well, to be fair, we're relatively stocked up around here. So like if I say the thing that we can't find, I'll sound like the most pretentious man on planet Earth. And it's yeast.
Go on, yeah, do you know what mine is?
What's yours?
Almond milk.
I think you might have beat me, actually.
They didn't have any. They didn't have any today.
Oh, mate.
Gutted, mate. Gutted. I know. I'm in real trouble over here.
Are you?
If only there was some sort of way I could hire someone, send them out with a shotgun to go and get what I need.
Are you a non-dairy drinker?
I'm surprised you don't know this, mate, but I'm pretty big on the smoothie scene.
And I've seen your blogs.
Great for smoothies.
Okay, that's fair. Well, I'm really sorry to hear that, mate. I do have some oat milk in my cupboard, but I don't think that's going to help.
There wasn't any peanut butter either.
Oh, well, what's the point in a smoothie?
Two of the key ingredients.
Well,
that's all I have. I have milk and peanut butter and I put them in a blender. It's a really healthy, delicious smoothie.
That's like a peanut butter milkshake. Anyway, here's my idea. I think we need to flesh it out because I've literally just got a title, Joel. Yoker.
Yep.
So,
right.
So I assume it's like Joker, but in a chicken world?
Yeah.
No? Yes.
All I can think about, isn't it? Yoker's a place in Scotland that I know about because of Limmy. But yeah, okay. It's like Chicken Run, but...
Yeah, it's a dark chicken.
They all look the same as Chicken Run. Okay, yeah.
It's a claymation version. Exactly. It's a claymation remake of Joker. They're all chickens. It's called Yoker. Have you ever had a double Yoker?
No, have you?
I think so, yeah. In my life, I have.
Lucky boy.
But you can get ones where you buy them. I mean, not at the moment, but you can get ones where you buy them and they're like more likely to be double Yokers. I'm pretty sure they've managed to breed chickens in such a way to...
No way.
Yeah.
Is that cruel?
I don't know, mate. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
I don't know, mate.
This is going to be the shortest episode, but I think, you know, we smashed through it. We came here, we had a mission, we wanted to make some films for you guys, and we did that.
Exactly. So if you enjoyed listening to this, let us know. Give us a tweet. Send us some ideas on Twitter. You can find us by looking for Dream Factory Podcast.
Yeah, we just used all the ideas we had.
Yeah, we really raced through those. It's unprecedented, the speed we've just gone at. And we'll catch you next week. Music. Hey, well done, John.
Thank you, mate.
Hope you're surviving.
Just as well as a man who just shaved his head can be.
Yeah, I want to hear more about this carrier bag full of hair.
There's some of my girlfriend's hair in it as well, so it's a little bit blonde, but mostly brunette. It's mostly my hair.
Wow.
She didn't go for the full shave.
No. What was it? Did you do your own, or did you do each other's hair, or what was the deal?
So she did her own, and then I had to finish it off because around the back, she couldn't see. But then...
Did you hold up a mirror in front of another mirror and say, is that all right? No, and she just sort of said yes, despite thinking it was awful.
I took a photo of the back of her head. And then we started doing mine, and I had a bit of a Peaky Blinders look for a bit, but it was like a bowl on top. No one knew what was happening. So then eventually I just had to...
Are there any photos?
Not of each stage, but there's some of it happening.
Oh, that's a shame.
And then I just was like, do you know what? I'm just going to take matters into my own hands, and just went into the bathroom and went whole hog and took it all off. We'll see if it grows back. I mean, it will grow back to an extent. It's hair.
When you... It looks really good. I know we made some jokes, but I think it suits you.
Thank you. That's very kind.
It's a really bold move. I don't think I'd ever have the cojones to do it.
Yeah. Well, like I said, genetics are not on my side on this one. So eventually, or you become one of those guys who has like a side parting and is constantly like trying to hide the fact that it's thinning on top.
Yeah. Yeah. I think people just know, don't they? Whereas with you, it could be like, well, who knows? Maybe this is his choice.
Exactly.
Maybe it's, yeah.
It's sartorial.
You've lent into it. Exactly.
How is it going for you anyway? How's life treating you in this weird time?
Yeah, it's fine. I'm just finding it very hard to be motivated to have any sort of routine, really.
Yeah.
But I'm doing a lot of running.
That's good. That's something.
Until they ban that, mate.
Yeah. And then they'll ban thinking.
And they won't even let me think. Howdy out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.